With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. The Bitterroot National Forest is taking comments on a proposed timber sale and vegetation management project in the Sapphire Mountains northeast of Stevensville. The forest is proposing to manage vegetation and reduce fuels on 238 acres in and next to the 3-mile wildlife management area it says is entirely within the wildland-urban interface, the area of forest that mixes with human development and is at risk for wildfire.
I'd like to see it left alone.
Jim Miller is president of Friends of the Bitterroot.
You know, the state is going to do 1,500 acres of logging. Why is the Forest Service throwing in another 240? I don't see any reason to do that. There are wildlands, but there is nothing urban about this area. It's miles away from any community.
The Bitterroot Forest's intent is to improve forest health and resilience against fire, insects, and disease. It also aims to provide jobs, income, and timber to local communities and to reduce fire hazards. The project area is made up of Forest Service land surrounded by a Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks wildlife management area. FWP is proposing about 1,500 acres of vegetation management there to improve elk habitat. Together, the Forest Service, Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks plan to use Good Neighbor Agreement Authority, which allows the Forest Service to work with states to restore watersheds and manage forests on federal and non-federal lands. That authority was approved as part of the 2014 Farm Bill. Friends of the Bitterroot's Jim Miller.
In terms of the landscape and the size of the project, it's small potatoes and not significant. But what is significant is the way that it is being conducted. Federal lands, the public's national forests, are being turned over to the state for management. That's a dangerous precedent.
According to the Stevensville Ranger District, the Bitterroots project would not have significant effects on people or the environment, nor require formal assessment under the National Environmental Policy Act. MTPR reached out to the Bitterroot National Forest for an interview, but did not hear back. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.